right, I'm going to start reading the prayer list, and then we'll do the Toil and Praises to Tara after that. So prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who've been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Venerable Ann McNeil, Sarah Askew, Dr. Merrill Hormel, Mary Holler, Francis Myers, Julia Sanchez, Eloise Nolan Warren, Allie the Dog, Blue the Dog, Monty the Cat, Pamela the Cat. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joy Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, and Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kabije Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, the family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Bransky and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Stephen Terry Bull, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, Dimitri and Suzanne Dimodopoulos, Tashi Drolma, Jerry Eastler, Megan Flaherty, Susan Kramer Gilbert, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Francis Hayashi, Stephen Holler and family, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Del and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamott, Lyle Landis and family, Vanessa Lilligan family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Maddich, Ons McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McKean, Elvia Meha, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, the family of Julia Sanchez, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, and just live here. Yeah, okay. So we'll start with the praises of the 21 Taras on page 191. From your sublime abode at Patala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Wheels, tear-born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden blue on lotus, water-born and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Chakra Agni Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpse raisers, Gandharvas, Yakshas. Homage, with her tray and pay sounds, destroying foes, magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fire blaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mars champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mars devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. She mid-wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding. Right sets up and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Amici, who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amici, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen so high, destroyer of the great evil. Amici, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, frees with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amici, dure with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vinya. Amici, holding in her hand the hair-marked moon of Deva lake form, with twice spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Amici, whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Amici, whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and two Tara, she dispels severe contagion. Amici, full of liberating power by the set up three natures, destroys hosts of spirit yakshas and race corpses supreme to ray. These praises with your mantras and prostrations thus are 21. And then if you turn back to page 190, we'll do the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pass by all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And then, now we'll do the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And in the booklet, we'll start on page 7, at the very bottom. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losandrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the Jetsun Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed, immensely transformed, oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the 5 generations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy Jetsun Gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losandrapa to shine forever. And if you turn the page, on page 12 we'll do the 5-line prayer, or on 13 if you want to do it in English, we'll do it 21 times, and then I'll start the 21st one, we'll do it all together out loud. 21, in the dedication section, the second stanza, we'll just recite that one stanza of dedication. In all my lives to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana guru, may never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Okay, and then we'll do a short mandala offering that's on page 96. Heaven. Sashi Bhakti
Good evening. So, welcome back to Witness Night class. Important sections of the Lamanam. Everything in Lamanam is important, but particularly this is more one of the important ones. So yeah, Chukula, stop.
How you accumulate karma?
Yes. We'd finish the faults of the afflictions.
In order to benefit, you know, other people who come to the Kadamba Center, so your knowledge about karma is important, very important. You know, to study karma. So as I even just, you know, having so the purpose of learning. So now we all do study. Afflicted mind, and you know, the six causes of afflicted mind. So we all studied that. So we thought that, you know, afflicted mind, there will be no karma, means there will be no negative karma at all. So negative karma is caused by those afflicted mind. So we just studied them. So it's hard to remember all the materials by heart, but so the six causes of, you know, afflicted mind. It's important to remember. So then you know how the afflicted mind arise. This has that cause. So now here karma. So. There's like a number of problems that people face in development country could solve, you know, by having a knowledge about karma. I believe that having a knowledge about karma so will ease your life. So therefore it is for all of you, it's very, very important to study karma to benefit people who come to the center, to benefit them. Okay, so that's one form of practice of generosity, giving dharma. Giving dharma is, you know, one form of, you know, generosity, practice of generosity, giving dharma. Not just that, probably that's the probably best one too, best one. Out of four types of generosity, giving dharma is the best because it helps their mind. Giving dharma is the best because it helps their minds. That's how they get liberated, you know. So, so there was sake of that, you know, reason. So please think in your mind that you are studying this part of the section in Lam Lim to benefit other sentient beings, okay? Give a tea less of it. So, identifying what is karma and how the karma has been created. There's two types of karma, sembe leda, sambe less. So this is also in to benefit to educate other about karma, first you have to understand karma. If you don't understand karma, there's no way you can help other people, you know, how to help other people to understand about karma, because you don't understand karma. So, therefore, it is very important to study this, okay? Sambele de sembe tamku semba khaji de je sembo de je yi le de je kewa de mi luma de nam kewa ta mi jo luma de ban nam la semba ji le je no so so we are not going to get into philosophical point of view of karma because there's some debate here there so we will set this aside Simple, somebody in Tamu, simple in the Kundu, somebody 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 in the Ijle. Iba lingale simbele che. Can you lamla can read? Can please everybody pay attention then in English, in English version, no?
How you thereby accumulate karma. Identifying the karma that you accumulate and how you accumulate karma. Identifying the karma that page 303. Identifying the karma that you accumulate. First karma, that is intention.
So see, understood, first karma, that's intention?
Yeah.
Oh, so see, action, there's some, they usually say karma is actions, so that now you clearly know there's two types of karma. The first one is intention, no, it's not really actions. The intention behind actions. That's also called the karma, it's not just, you know, actions. Okay, so now see, there's difference between action and karma. Karma doesn't have to be actions, no, karma can be intentions. See, there's something that needs to be understood.
So there's a quote from the Compendium of Knowledge. What is intention? It is mental karma that involves the mind. It acts to engage the mind in virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral activities.
So that is mental karma, right? There's mental karma. Karma doesn't mean just actions. Karma can be beyond the intention, beyond the action. Also, there's no mental karma. So karma is not just actions. Action is action usually more related to movement, right? Physical movement. So that's now the behind that movement, that's also karma too. You know, the middle of the world, somebody will look at it. So can you carry on, please?
Thus, intention is mental karma, a mental process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated toward objects.
First, you have intention to know. every actions, you know, like every actions. That's why, you know, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, not here in some other text, you know, Sambasana Sadalanya sounds. If the mind is good, everything is good. See, Sambasana Sadalanya sounds. If the mind is good, then everything will be good. Sadan lamya sans. Sa means, you know, if the mind is good, the path is going to be good. More life is going to be good. And not just path, also ground. You know, ground and path. So probably that's also referring to ground and path means, you know, that you, as I said, through your practice, that, you know, you generate what we call sa lam, means like usually. Some sort of realizations, you know. Ground, there's no 10 grams. Then, you know, that lam, there's a gram path, you know, that usually divided into 15, you know. So the ground refers to the Bodhisattva path. So this is not in the Hinayana Bodhisattva path. So that's where you count ground, you know, there's 10 of them. Sometimes they what they call 10 bhumi. 10 bhumi, same Buddhist path, okay? So if the mind is good, you know, so then ground and path is going to be good. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa number 6, the text literally said. Semba sana sadan lamya sasa. Semba ngena sadan lamya sasa. Karma le nam samba sangena karma. Positive or negative karma is dependent on intentions. Oh? Because every action is driven by intentions. Oh? Therefore, a positive action or negative action is very much dependent on intention. Karma le nam samba sangena. Very much dependent on the intention. So if the intention is positive, so then everything is going to be positive. If the intention is negative, then everything will be negative. Therefore, everything is dependent on the mind. Oh? See, so that's why there's two types of karma. The first one is more important one. Oh? Somebody say, oh, so see, now everything comes down to mind. Everything comes down to mind. So now we clearly understood dharma practice means, you know, there's something that has to do with the mind, you know, something to do with the mind. Oh? So sometimes people know, not people, so we kind of forget the principle of dharma, so then you know, so much emphasizes on, appearances, all of that, you know, so like, decorating temple is more important than practicing compassion. Sometimes it seems like that, you know, decorating center, you know. Or making tanga, making stupa is much more important than practicing, you know, compassion, you know, working with mind. So that clearly indicates, according to Lam Lim teachings, it clearly indicates that not the true dharma has to come from mind. If the mind is good, then everything is good. The mind is not good no matter what you do, even though some of the things that look like dharma, actually is not dharma. So there's one critical point here. Oh? First we have this intent. We have this mindset. For example, lying. You know, so you have some intentions to lie. So then you know, then you lie. You know, so So the first one, there's mental karma. The second one, there's more like physical karma. Second one, you see, there's gawa da mije or luma da manam. Second one, there's legend. Oh, yeah. Sixth one, there's nyama. You watch the same day. Sixth one, more simple. You see, go to second one. You see, there's same legend. Oh, so intention. That's called mental karma. It is karma, but it's called mental karma because it is mental. No, mental. It is. Mental is not physical, it's mental. To me, sambele, the second one, so now that's like more like physical, that's more like actions. Actions. That's like karma yoga. So that's more like talking about action, physical actions, like verbal action, physical actions. So. So Lama Tsong was quoting Abhidharma Kosha, which is composed by Indian master Vasubandhu, called the treasury of knowledge. Lene Semba Pangti Cheje. Semba is Lene Teje Zyuta Nagile. She has some bitch, Lunga Gelela, Rijan, Jimavinisu, Chenesu Jekona, Chatramada. So now it's more getting into philosophical, you know, not lunga ki lela rije dan rije maya banyi su chene suje kona charad ma dela je lobe inyi ki kane lunga ki rije dan nyamdu jubi semba la shebe leni ka semba she to cha chile ki mnus meja. So you can read this part, so we don't need to worry about just read.
Karma, that is the intended action.
Hmm?
This is the physical and verbal action motivated by intention.
Hmm?
The treasury of knowledge.
Hmm?
Karma is both intention and what intention produces. Intention is mental karma. What it produces are physical and verbal karma.
Mm-hmm. So that's no, something needs to be remembered. So then after that, no, just read.
The Vibhasikas divide physical and verbal karma into two types, the perceptible and the imperceptible, and hold that both types always have form. Vasubandhu refutes this, asserting that physical and verbal karma are intentions that work along with perceptible physical and verbal behavior. Thus, both forms of karma, intention and intended, are actually intentions.
So we will talk about that whenever you are ready to go to debate courtyard in the monastery. So then we can talk. So then I will explain. So then I have to make sure that you don't lose the debate. So then we can talk. other than there's not enough. So then, Generally speaking, the karma has no three types. No, one is positive, negative, then one is neutral. So no, the neutral has been left out because doesn't produce any result. So then mainly when we talk about karma, then talking about positive or negative karma, the neutral ones left out, even though there's three types of karma, okay? So if you want neutral karma, you know, without any particular intention, saying yes, two times, or maybe moving your hand for no reason, no, these are all actions, but these are all neutrals, no, they're not really positive or not really negative. Did you? So Dhamma Nyesha, didn't you? Gave it like a suggest, I mean, Nyesha. This suggest, not tell you, public jury, but a city jury, Nyesha. Dhamma Nyesha, So then here, the Lama Tsongkhapa is going to explain about positive karma and negative karma, you know, then neutral karma will be left out, because it's not that important. So now, within the positive karma, there are two types of positive karma. One is called contaminated and uncontaminated. So again here, so that's the part, best translation, till you have contaminated. Even the contaminated karma, contaminated karma, one that, you know, Arya being also possess, one that Arya being possess, how they say it, can maybe read better English. Yeah.
In general, karma is of three types, virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral. But here we are concerned only with the first two. Virtuous karma is of two types, contaminated and uncontaminated. I will only discuss contaminated virtuous karma, of which there are two types, that present in a noble being's mind and that present in an ordinary person's mind.
Noble being means Arya being, the same. Noble being, Arya being, same. Whereas Arya being means somebody who sees emptiness directly. No, doesn't have to be monk, doesn't have to be nun. No, somebody who sees emptiness directly, then you become noble being, Arya being, or noble being, Arya being, or this. If you see impermanent directly, you know, if you see impermanent, we all have some kind of idea what is impermanent, or impermanent is something that change, you know, change. So now it's up, now it's spring. Before that it's winter, it's very cold. So, no flowers. No flowers, very cold, even though we want to see some flowers, there will be no flowers. So now all everything is coming out, now there's flowers coming, this change. That kind of change, that's called growth impermanent, we all know. Subtle impermanent, you know, momentary change, hard to see. Looks like this here, like since last week, looks same, but it's not same, it's every moment change, momentary change. So when you see that, so then you know, you are considered as a noble being, because rest of the people, they don't see, you know, they don't see. You know, what they see is same, that's mistaken. What you see is constant change. So then that's why it's the, because of the, then you're considered as a noble being. Same doesn't have to be emptiness, but if you, even though you see, if you understand Four Noble Truths directly, not indirectly, but directly, so then you also consider noble being, okay? So that's what the definition of noble being, Arya being, same, synonym. means somebody who sees emptiness directly, impermanence directly. Somebody who has the wisdom that sees emptiness directly, then you become noble being, Arya being. Oh, so then,
so there are these two types of contaminated virtuous karma, the one for the noble being's mind and the one in ordinary person's mind. Only the latter need concern us here. The non-virtuous karma is karma that is non-meritorious. Meritorious karma is virtuous
just
karma.
One second. When you become Arya being, when you become noble being, even though you have some karma, that karma is no, it's useless. Even this contaminated karma, it won't bring you back to samsara. You are samsara's int. When you see emptiness directly, you are samsara is int. No, you are samsara cease. Oh, no more samsara. No more samsara. No more samsara is no more complications. So no more complications. No more dissatisfactions. No more, how is it? Discontent. No more discontentment, no more dissatisfactions, all of this is, the door is closed. Because that you prove that ignorance is wrong, that you prove that fundamental confusions, what is that? That is self-grasping mind, self-grasping mind, as a Danzi, you know, self-grasping mind. So we used to believe that, you know, there's something wonderful to have or something, you know, good, and that is considered as iron cage, trapped there, long time, you know. So not just trapped there, then, you know, all confused. So when you see emptiness directly, then you prove that self-grasping mind is wrong. That mind is wrong. You know, that the very mind that grasping on the self, that's not really self. That self is exaggerated. You know, it doesn't exist, exaggerated. So because of that, that's called fundamental confusion. And confused, very fundamental level is confused. So then out of that confusion, then there's so many things that happen. Then you know, that's all. That's why all these complications happen, because of this fundamental confusion. It's the root. It's the root of the samsara. So when you see emptiness directly, you prove that mind is mistaken. So door to samsara is closed for good, not just temporary, for good. No more samsara. Finish. Huh? So then you become Arya, noble being, Arya being. So then, below that, everybody, you know, that is counted as an ordinary being, or ordinary being. Oh, yeah, part of the samsara. So when you become Arya being, doesn't mean you are going to go some other place. You can still be in North Carolina, Raleigh. You don't know whether you are going to go somewhere, disappear. No, no, you're not going to disappear. You will be here, you know. But your mind is different. Your looks the same body, but different mind. Different mind. Can you repeat that word again? Oh, yeah, noble being.
Noble being.
Before the whole sentence,
I will only discuss contaminated virtuous karma, of which there are two types, that present in a noble being's mind, and that present in an ordinary person's mind.
See, the karma that's present
in a noble being's mind.
Contaminated karma. There's present noble beings. The noble being, they never create new karma. They never create new karma, okay? So they never create new karma because they are no more confused. No? Fundamental confusion is proof is wrong. So you don't create more karma. If some karma that's left behind, you know, so maybe some of the contaminated karma that's been left behind, or maybe not been purified, whatever, something like that. But there's only, you can think that contaminated karma present in noble beings, how is it?
Yeah, noble beings' mind.
Yeah, contaminated karma present in noble beings' mind. There's no new karma. There will be no new karma. But if there's one that's like left behind, left behind means from the previous time, it's not new karma, there will be no new karma. Huh? So, is it good to understand, as I mentioned before, if you want to go to Sera Monastery, the Divide Courtyard, so the more they will ask, other than that, probably not that important. This Sajid telling a public Julia, but a Sajid Julia, so here that the discussion is going to be based on the second one. What do you call?
Ordinary person.
Yeah, ordinary. Really, from like Dharma point of view, you know, supreme ordinary being, all of that is not based on culture or where you look, not based on gender, it's based on knowledge. Whoever sees emptiness directly, you are, regardless if you are man or woman, you are noble being, you know. If you don't see emptiness, even though you are man, then you are not noble being. So see, these are not based on like that. This is pretty much based on wisdom. So, because here the contaminated karma present in noble being's mind, there's nothing to discuss. Because that karma has no result. Because result is going to be in samsara, that you are not going to be in samsara, because you are door to samsara is completely closed. So that karma is out of discussions. So karma that we are discussing is like karma that leads back to the samsara. So that karma, even though they have, you know, contaminated karma present in their mind, but that's the one we are not going to discuss, because that karma is not going to produce any results. That's why, you know, the second one is, how is it?
That present in an ordinary person's mind.
Then what is this?
That present in an ordinary person's mind.
Yeah, so that's the one, you know, here that I'm going to explain it. Is it clear? Oh, yeah. Me, you, didn't it? Mm, give me Gilumas in the Damonis, Oje, yes, I am a Nija. Tene, Miguel and Sala, my beliefs. So then, can you further read, please? Second part.
Non virtuous karma is karma that is non meritorious.
Sala, my beliefs. Virtuous actions is what you call
meritorious. Yeah. Meritorious,
then what?
Oh, non-virtue. Non-virtuous karma?
Meritorious karma. Huh? What is it called?
Meritorious karma.
Yeah, meritorious karma. That's another name in the meritorious karma. Meritorious karma is based on results. If the result is positive, then the karma is called meritorious karma. But if the result is negative, then that karma is called non-meritorious. You know, like, okay, understand?
Meritorious karma is virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the desire realm. Invariable karma is contaminated.
So now you're talking about these three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, three realms. Within the desire realm, there's also many different types of realms, you know. Some of the celestial realms. Celestial realm doesn't mean always part of form realm, formless realms, even though they are considered as a celestial realms. But within the desire realm, there's also a number of celestial realms within the desire realm. So it's not only in the form realm, the formless realm. Within the desire realm, there's also celestial realms. Huh? So desire realm, can you please continue?
Invariable karma is invariable karma.
What is that?
Like
invariable means
not changing.
Not changing.
Yeah.
Invariable. Because I don't get discouraged because there's so much English word to learn. So sometimes I do get discouraged English language because I already study in Tibetan, so myself I need to study all over again the lovely the same text in English. So sorry to say, no, because of that, I am not really, as I say, putting much effort to learn those words. So, variable?
Invariable. Invariable karma is contaminated virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the form or formless realms.
Any karma that lead to a form realm, formless realm, these are all meritorious karma. There will be no non-meritorious karma. Non-meritorious karma only leads to desire realm. It won't lead, the result is only going to be desire realm. Desire realm. So, the karma that, you know, results going to be experienced in the form realm, formless realm, this karma is called invariable. Also, there is no, like, non-meritorious karma is not there. No, there's only meritorious karma. Why is it called invariable? Why is it called invariable? Once you create a karma, it can be changed. The result is going to be definitely going to be born in form realm. So some of the karma that in desire realms, you know, it changed, karma changed. So because of that, these are not like the meritorious karma for desire realm, even though they are meritorious karma, but those karma change. So every karma that leads to form realm, formless realm, these are not going to change, but results are going to be definite. No, they are wrong. So, basically, when you concentrate, when you're being mindful, that's the main cause to be born in those form realm, formless realm. How the people are going to be born there? Because of concentrations. That's the cause. That's called military karma, concentrations. No concentrations, no chance. Generally speaking, maybe then, you know, people who are seeking liberation, you know, they never ever wish to be born in those realms, because these are also samsara too. It's not out of samsara. These are also samsara. You know, formless realm, even though you're born there, you are not free from samsara. They are all part of samsara. Somebody who's seeking liberation, they have no wish to go to be born celestial realms. They have no interest. Celestial realms. Their only interest is liberation, moksha. So it's freedom from samsara. So that's what they're aiming. That's why they're investing all their energy, all the merit, they just invest to that, you know. So then enlightenment. So concentration. So a special case, bodhisattva may take birth on those realms not through karma, through prayers. Wish. Voluntarily, deliberate, not by out of the force of karma and afflictions. They take birth by the power of the prayers. They know they come back to benefit sentient beings. So Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting Abhidharma Kosha.
Similarly, the Treasury of Knowledge says, merit is the virtuous karma of the desire realm, and variable karma produces the higher deities realms.
So then you can read. I will pretty much explain. So,
why is it called invariable karma? In the desire realm, karma that should bear fruit while you are a deity may instead bear fruit while you are a human, an animal, or a hungry ghost. Thus, its effect is variable. In the higher deities realms, karma that should bear fruit at a certain level does not mature at levels other than that. Thus, it is invariable. Thus, the Treasury of Knowledge says, why? Because the fruit of karma on these levels is not variable.
Understand? Clear, yeah. It's about results. The results are going to be definite. Some desire results are not going to be definite. It could change. Huh? Now you also heard like pure land is a little bit different, you know. Pure land is a little bit different. There's a difference between pure land and the celestial realms. Celestial realms are part of samsara. The pure land, so it's, you know, like, that's like the place where you can continue, you know, Dharma practice, but there's almost no suffering, but not just that, you know, so then, you are continuously you are Dharma practice, so that's different. No? The wishing to be born in pure realm and wishing to be born in what you call heaven or celestial realms. You could live there long time, but no, not very productive, really spacing out. Not just here, spacing out, not like that. You are really spacing out there, you know, so you have no idea how time goes by, you know, because basically, it's not in the Buddhism, there's not something that you wish to go, you know. There's another place that you wish to go, you know, in the Buddhism, like heaven or celestial realm, there's not, even though there's so much pleasures, you know, their lifespan is much, much longer than our lifespan, but that people don't usually wish to go there, you know, so purely it's different, okay? Purely it's different. That's like part of the individual enlightenment's, how you say, visions of, you know, environment and all there, basically, you know, practicing, you know, like trying to get closer to enlightenment, all of that, different than celestial realms. Oh. Today, that was like a second tea list of this, how the karma has been created.
How you accumulate karma?
Yeah, how you accumulate karma. How you accumulate. See, the Bhagavan Namla gave a letter in Soba Yura. Me gave a letter in Jinshu, the Chungung, Soba Yura. So this next part I'm not going to understand, but that's okay. Can you read? Oh, please.
In general, noble beings create and accumulate only virtuous karma. Yet stream enterers and once returners.
Can you please repeat it, Chukla?
Stream enterers.
No, can you repeat?
In general, noble beings create and accumulate only virtuous karma.
Yeah, you understand? See now why? Oh.
Yet stream enterers and once returners, noble beings on lower levels, may accumulate non-virtuous karma.
So now the question, now going back, question is, why the noble beings only created as a noble beings?
Only virtuous karma.
Why was that? Can you read it now? That's good. It's starting some debate.
In general, noble beings create and accumulate only virtuous karma. Yet stream enterers and once returners, noble beings on lower levels, may accumulate non-virtuous karma.
Lower level noble being? They say lower level noble being?
Yeah, noble beings on lower levels. Okay, so the next sentence, I think.
So this is more like debate, you know. If you debate, so then your mind has to be sharp to give answer without second of delay. Before they embarrass you. So in that case it's quite important to go back home and think what will be the answer, you know. So that's generally when they say ask the cancer, you just give them, finish them. Maybe please one more time to repeat to us.
In general, noble beings create and accumulate only virtuous karma. Yet stream enterers and once returners.
So that's these two, stream enter
Stream enters.
Stream enters, that's literally translation, so you are not going to understand, then.
And once returners.
Yeah, that's the same again, no. So probably don't need to understand. It's not that important, no. Jishu, she was what is called like four pair of beings, four pair, P-A-I-R, four pair of beings, that's what they call, four pair of beings, no, so then come like, are the stream entering?
Yeah, stream enters.
It has two, there's two of them, there's two, then,
once returners?
There's two of them, there's four. So then, as one, then one returner?
Yeah.
There's two of the four, right? There's four. Mm. So there's one that never returns. Called Chimio. No returner, has the? No returner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called no returner, Chimio. There's two of them, there's six. Oh, Jeju, Chimio, Chimio. Then, last one is called Arhat. Arhat. Yeah, Arhat. So part beyond learning, Arhat. So there's traditionally there's two of them. They're called four pair of beings. So, so you want to know more? Because she needs. So now this. There's Lama Tsong of a routine particular, one special, one separate text about this four pair of beings. So there's no, so, the Haramba class, that's the last one that, the class, the 13th class in the monastery, the Haramba, that's the last one. Everybody's, that class, you know, everybody's waiting for Gigi's degrees, you know, Gigi degrees. When my teacher came to Mujhe, when he became Gishi, at that time, two Gishi a year. One year, there's only two Gishis. So that means, you know, it has a long, very long, long time. So when I become Gishi, that's the first, the largest number. So we have 10 of us, we become Gishi together. So 10 of us. So now there's probably 15, 20, you know, like that. So before, when Kenzo Rinpoche became Gishi, so when I was in monastery, when he became Gishi, there's like only two. There's only two Gishis, you know. Haramba Gishi, not the small, there's only two, twice a year. There's only two persons graduate. Whole year, only two persons graduate. 1 year, only two persons graduate. Out of thousands, only two persons. Out of thousands, students, only two graduate, that's all. So now, probably, 20, 25, that's the most, 25. But it's been like that, like two, there's been many, many years. You know, many, many years been tutored now. Then, so there, you know, so all the, like, top students, they get into that class, Haramba class, that they waited for. So now, you know, like, education system change. Before, I think, Tibet, there's no 6-year examination, it's not there. So, and I think like 13th Dalai Lama, he decided, okay, now on whoever going to graduate from monastery is going to graduate based on score. Not just, you know, so now it's totally based on has the knowledge. You know, if you have very educated, then you're going to become Haramba. If you are not well educated, you are not just going to become Haramba because you are favorable to somebody, you know, like, oh, you are like very close to His Holiness Dalai Lama, you become Haramba. Not like that. 13th Dalai Lama decided to change the systems. So then, since then, Haramba is the only top students from the class become Haramba. So then, you know, I'm not sure how they do the test. So then when we become exiled to India, so now this Geluk organization decided, okay, there will be 6 year examinations. No, 6 year examinations. So then this has still now the 6 year, but you know, then subject change. They added some more subject there. They added like history or like Garma history, so then you know that becomes so difficult, because when I was in monastery, because monks have no idea of history, you know, so we just study texts. So the history becomes so complicated because we are not good in history. So now new geishas, they have more knowledge about history, because it's a part of the education system. You have to take the test. You know? So then Garma, most of them don't do well in Garma or history, because you know they didn't study them. So now different. You know? So anyway, so the point I'm bringing this, just I want to just tell you one story. That's why I'm like going over. So this four pair of beings, Lama Tsongkhapa written this separate text called Gendin Nishu, means 20 Sangha, something, the name of the text like 20 Sangha, 20 Sangha, something like Gendin Nishu, 20 Sangha, something that literally meaning of this title of the textbook. So in the Haramba class, then you know, this base is like four, there's only four. No, there's only like there's eight of them. Then you count. Maybe like count like there's 10 directions. There's 3 realms. Then you count. Some of them like the reason behind that, this has become the part of traditions back from Tibet. They count that. So if there's more, as a fresh brain or well educated, you can count more. No, sometimes they count it, they write it down. Okay, our time, this much we count. So the next group, they are trying to count more. And they are trying to count more like that, And this all reading the parents. So their times, before the class started, it will last probably a couple of hours, maybe 4, 5 hours, 6 hours. During that period, nobody can get out. Nobody can stand up. You have to count this in one sitting. If you want to go to bathroom, so you make sure before you go to bathroom, whatever you need to, once you sit down, no bathroom. So, I remember that it's not our generation, like number of generations before us, back in Tibet. So there's two friends, most of them, they're in Haramba class. So one that they're counting, the beginning or there in the middle. And another one friend asked him, I'm not sure how to say it in English, do you need to go to bathroom? Something like that. And the other person, no, I don't need to go to bathroom. Then maybe probably after 20 minutes, do you all need to go to bathroom? They said, no, I don't need to go to bathroom. So then after maybe 30 and 40 minutes, do you want to go to the bathroom? Then somehow that he really wants to go to the bathroom. Now he really needs to go to the bathroom, because he's no need to go to the bathroom. Now he's asking again. Psychological effects. Now he feels like he needs to go to the bathroom. Then he just screams, now I really need to go to the bathroom. Why are you asking me again? So now I really need to go to the bathroom. You cannot go. So that happened during this, like counting time. So anyway, the reason behind that counting is like somehow that create the auspiciousness to grow Sangha member in the monastery. That's why they count, They know that there'll be ongoing Sangha in the monastery, there'll be no like shortage of Sangha. That's the reason that they really count, and they take very seriously. So they got this four pair of beings, so no need to know.
Second one now. Such noble beings do not accumulate karma that would impel them into a cyclic existence of either happy or miserable realms.
Oh, yeah. So you know why? So the Panditji says, draws close. Emptiness sees, the self-grasping proof is wrong. That's why now, sometimes the confusion is cease, because of that, no. So now you see the trail link outside, trail link, first link is stopped, it's not working. The first link is not functioning. There's no first link, there'll be no second. There'll be no second, there'll be no third. Then the cycle is now really stopped. Because first, the engine is broke. The first one is not working, no, because engine. The first one is fundamental condition. That's the first one. You see in the picture, you see this person has arrow in the eye. That's like picture of ignorance. Fundamental condition, not able to see clearly, because there's something wrong in the eye, because cannot see, you know. So now that eye has been healed. It's been healed, now see very clearly, you know. It doesn't see two or three. If there's one, this is one. So that because of that, they don't create any karma that leads to any form of, any state of rebirth in the within the samsara. Whether it's miserable, whatever it's called. Whether it's miserable.
Oh, miserable or happy realms.
Happy realms, Happy realms, as I said, celestial realms. Within the samsara, celestial realms are happy realms because they don't have all these complications that we have. Health problems, job problems, probably there's no job. There's nobody giving job. Nobody employing nobody. There's no employer or there's no employees. If you want something, you just think, you just pop up. You can't sell anything because if anybody wants anything, they just think, it just pops. That's called the happy realm. Not everlasting happy realm, but temporary happy realms. Temporary happy realms. That's the way beings really space out, spacing out. Not just spacing out, really, really spacing out. When you're born, then you kind of realize, oh, I was born. Then after that, not strong feelings, so then 1 week before you die, then you kind of know that you're going to die. 1 week before you're going to die, then you're going to, so then, it's not good. So even in the human realms, human realms, so we are one, there's another three types of human realms. The first one, first human realm, they live 1,000 years guarantee, no change. If you're born there, you're going to be live 1,000 years. Second one, you're going to live there 500 years. Third one, you're going to live there, if you're born there, 250 years. In this realm, life span has no guarantee, no guarantee. So, but this is the best chance because we're spacing out a little bit here, there, but at the same time, just life is like so much up and down, it's not just like this, it's over. So because of that, more human from our realms get enlightened than their realms. So for them to get enlightened, they probably need to come to our realms. Otherwise, their realms, very little chance to liberate from samsara, and very little chance. So therefore, in Buddhism, you don't wish to be born in those realms. Even human realm, celestial realms, you don't. Nobody wish to be born there. Oh, you know. I realize that's the why we are not finishing Lamrim. I say so much that's not in Lamrim. Just talk. So that's why we are only go by two lines, then say stuck. Then one line, then it's almost only. Koye zaman dedi tizi kenan dinmeyeceğiz. Tizi ki, tizi mi ki, çabı mi, kimi dinlemiş olmalı. So this old course, so like read, just read this old course. Create our own digital kingdom, make it teacher, make it your mean, came to the living in the model of the machine. Then you know, oh, can you read? This is just Lama talk about quoting some other text, okay, quoting.
For as Nagarjuna's fundamental treatise on the middle way says, as the root of cyclic existence is compositional activity, the wise do not create activity that impels rebirth. Unwise are those who do. The wise do not because they see reality.
So this is all Lama Tsongkhapa backing up his statement, quoting some other text. If you look at the treasure of knowledge, then he's probably quoting something else. So eventually it goes back to those teachings. If you look one of those books, you will find here. So that means these are Buddha's words. So they are commenting. So you find that if you follow the Abhidharma Kosha, probably Vasubandhu quoting from one of the Buddha's books. If you look at that, you'll find that. If you look at Abhidharma Kosha, what Lama Tsongkhapa quoted, you'll find that. So then that's how they prove. It's not just Lama Tsongkhapa idea. It's been just said, and Lama Tsongkhapa just trying to clarify. And you know that's why they quote. That's why the reason the text is quote different text. To prove that, you know, it's all coming from Buddha's word. Tena chizu rani kanza, rani ichi kanza ki dadu zinde ongdo nrowa tishidu tenji le so la so. Longest that, you know, we as a self-grasping minds, so longest we think there's something that's correct, absolutely correct, so door for samsara is going to be wide open. Because of their self-grasping mind, not because of your neighbor or your friend, you know. Not because of Gigi Sambo, that your samsara was open, not because of him. So that's what we believe, like to believe, that's what we like to think, but that's not the case. The case is self-grasping mind, that one. Tena chido na ni kansa ge dada zin ondo dwa tizi do penji je le so la da me ve te kono imu zin tona lenye ji ongi kowa che wa yue jang se da me ve te kono imu zin tona ni lenye ji ongi kowa che wa yue penji le so su lenye ji ongi kowa che wa yue jang se mit tob den chi ta tob chungu tob chungu do ata le chungu gi jan dan zu ta do mile chi po wa na je be sa le sung so che sung chi na so ti na ko ape je le so ba ni cha ba chi bi ko ape je le so ba ni cha ba chi bi ho da me te ko zu to ne le ni je ong gi ko wa che wa yue jang se ti je le so so ne so na na so be Can I? Yeah, maybe I'll just read it and I'll stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm carrying out my Tibetan text. So
consequently, as long as you operate under the influence of the conception of a self, you will accumulate karma that will impel you into cyclic rebirth. Once you've perceived reality, that is selflessness, you may still be reborn in cyclic existence by the power of former karma and afflictions, but you will not accumulate any new karma that can impel such rebirth.
Well, next witness, I would like to explain this, okay? So this is important, even though we go slowly. So then you know, this part is good, so we go slow, because I really want to explain this. Okay. So Sarah and I talk. So next basic programs. So there will be like, what I say? Okay, 7 weeks. That's it. 7 weeks. So within the 7 weeks. So I'm not sure. This is not basic program, right? This is Lamrim class. So basic programs. So no. So we are going to try new approach. See how we are going to success. So this is, I think as I said in the beginning of class, at its importance to understand karma. Life in samsara will be, in order to liberate ourselves from samsara, we have to understand karma, otherwise there's no way. Not just that, even just having understanding of karma, so much stress will reduce. So stress will reduce. Oh. See, I think, because that is good for just study. Please think, I'm studying this karma section of Lamrim to benefit, to people, to benefit, because that's the best form of practice of generosity, giving dharma. So in order to help, first you have to know. If you don't understand, then there's nothing to explain. Oh. So I really want to explain this, so I will stop here. So then hopefully next Wednesday. Okay? Oh, yeah.